Today we have God's word to us from Ephesians 1, verses 3 to 14. Hear this word of the Lord for you today. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the beloved. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he's made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, as a plan for the fullness of time to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. And in Christ, we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we who were the first to set our hope in Christ might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance towards redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. Friends, this is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let's pray. Loving and gracious God, may your word find good soil in our hearts and lives, that it may take root and grow. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen. So if you listen to that, you hear Paul talking a lot about blessings and riches and grace and lavishness. He's like overwhelmed by the grace and goodness of God. He's filled with so much joy and elation, he can hardly wait to tell us about it. If you were to read this in Greek, the original language, it would just look like one long run-on sentence, flowing, almost poetic. There are times when English cannot even grasp what the original language is trying to say, and this is really one of those times. In fact, the entire book of Ephesians is filled with this kind of language about the grace and goodness of God. It is a whole book of encouragement to the church and to all of the individuals that make up the body of Christ. So as we travel through it, I hope that we'll get a greater appreciation of all these blessings and goodness of God. I wonder, when have you experienced that feeling of God's overwhelming goodness? When have you seen it? When have you felt it? Maybe you saw something amazing in the world, in majestic mountains or the roar of the ocean. Maybe on a cruise, maybe on a trip overseas, maybe just with a brand new baby. When have you seen and experienced the goodness of God? Sometimes we are so impressed by God's lavishness and abundance, right? We've all seen it. And all of that is freely given. All of that is grace. We did nothing to deserve it. It's all just grace lavished on us. And the truth is, we don't need to go anywhere to experience this goodness of God, right? All we have to do is just be still and pay attention. So I want you to do a few things. First, now I can't see you do this, but I'll trust you. Wiggle your toes. Now wiggle your fingers. Now wiggle your nose. Now open and close your mouth. Now be quiet, close your eyes, and listen. Listen to the silence. Now open your eyes and look at your hands and your arms. Did you know that there are 60,000 miles of veins in your body? Did you know that there are 37.2 trillion cells in a body? That's amazing. That's God's goodness and grace. God is unbelievably good and gracious. We're overwhelmed with blessings. Just the fact that you are here and alive is a miracle. And Ken, this is not for you, but for everyone else, God knows the number of hairs on our head. Our lives are full of blessing. We are surrounded by it. Psalm 19 says, the heavens are telling the glory of God. The earth proclaims his handiwork. Psalm 139 says, Lord, you've searched me and known me. You know when I sit down, when I rise up. You know my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down. You know all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, you know it. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's so high I cannot attain it. Friends, our creation, our bodies, and our hearts are overwhelmed with blessing. We are literally lavished with mercy and grace, all from Jesus Christ. And it's not just what we see and what we experience. It's the salvation in our hearts that we've received. We all know that we've been saved by the death of Jesus on the cross, and we've been given new life by his resurrection. We know what we heard in the assurance of pardon is true. Our sins have been separated from us as far as east is from west. We are new creations in Christ. No matter who we are or what we've done, we always get a new clean slate. And as Lamentations 3 reminds us, God's mercies are new every single morning. Paul is talking about this in Ephesians 1, 7 to 8. He says, in Christ we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. God lavishes grace on us. We cannot even truly comprehend it. But you know the sad thing, the really sad thing? Is that we live most of our days, most of our time, not thinking about that at all. We live most of our time in this mindset of scarcity, even as Christians, instead of the abundance of God. We don't think about the lavish riches of grace from God. We don't meditate on it. We don't focus enough on it. Instead, what do? We think about what we don't have. We think about what we lack, or we think we lack. We think about our hurts, our grievances, our past, and our problems. And we fail to see them through the lens of God's goodness. Now, I'm not saying that if you've got problems, and we all do, that you should just mind over matter, your problems and your faith. I'm not saying that you should just be a Pollyanna who says everything is fine all the time. It's all good. No. What I'm talking about is seeing how God can bring good out of everything. Romans 8:28. There's a difference. What I'm talking about is the beauty of our human lives. The truth is that we're all broken. We're all fallen. We're all sinful people. We've received grace and salvation already, but we are not yet perfected with God, right? So we come to worship not as whole people who have it all together. We come to worship as these broken pieces, right? We come to worship believing and hoping in the good news of the gospel that God will take the broken pieces of our lives and make something beautiful and amazing. We actually have a choice that we have to make each and every day, whether we are going to see that possibility or not. We can look at our circumstances, whatever they are, and see them through the eyes of faith and grace, or we can look at our circumstances and see them through the eyes of hurt, anger, guilt, shame. Which will we choose? How can we see our current situation through God's eyes? How can we walk through the waters and fires of life today and see the goodness of God, the grace of God? The Bible tells us we can do this. God says we can. Jesus says we can. And he's even offered a way to help us live that way. In Paul's words, he says that we've been given the Holy Spirit to help us understand all of this. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, these are some of my favorite verses, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light." When we feel like we cannot see the blessings, we come to Jesus. When we feel like we cannot see the goodness, we hand over all of our broken pieces to Jesus. When we feel like we cannot see the grace and the goodness, we come to Jesus and we ask for that Spirit to help us. The question is, will we do that? I cannot even tell you what a difference it makes. Last week, I mentioned walking through many waters and fires of life during my vacation, my daughter in two hospitals, caring for my dad, my aunt near death, not to mention dealing with some of my own health concerns. And today, I'm here to tell you that I'm still walking through the same waters and fires of life. They turned off my aunt's life support 2 days ago. My father and I were able to say goodbye to her. She was surrounded by family as she went to heaven. And I continue to care for my father until my mom comes home Tuesday night. My daughter continues to face many challenges now that she's home. My sister is still struggling with horrible chronic pain. I still have health concerns of my own. The waters have not receded and the fires are not out. And yet, it is in this time that I can see the hand of God. It is in this time that I truly appreciate the goodness and grace of God. And I ask Jesus to show it to me each morning. I see the beauty of creation as I'm staying with my dad and taking their little dog for a walk every morning. I see the beauty of creation outside of his house. I see the grace of God just giving me my dad. And the ability for him to say goodbye to his sister. I see the hope that only God can bring for my child. And I see this goodness and blessing, all of it has a purpose. And it's not just for me. It's for all of us. I tell you my story, and what do you do? Well, I hope that you tell me your story. And together, as we share our lives, we become stronger in the body of Christ, the church. As we do that, we start to see the world a different way, through the eyes of faith and the lens of goodness and blessing. And then we start to become a blessing to one another and to the entire world. Jesus said in John 13 at his Last Supper, "They will know you're my disciples." How? If you have love for one another, just as I have loved you. Can the world see that in our lives? Can the world see that in First Presbyterian Church of Owosso? Because that's what every ministry and program and mission should be about. It's not about us. It's about us sharing that good news of the gospel, that grace and mercy of God, our generous and amazing God. You know, my aunt was in ICU for 2 weeks. And having remembered my own dad being in ICU for 51 days, my sister and brother and I decided to create a couple of care packages for them while they're waiting at the hospital. It was full of things that we found very helpful, things like gift cards for food, snacks, water bottles, notepads, pens, Tylenol, phone chargers, an ice chest, and finally, a copy of the devotional, Streams in the Desert. And you would not believe how God used all of that, every little thing, to bless the family in ways that we could not even have imagined. The notebook recorded all of their questions and concerns for the doctors and the visitors who came. Now they have a notebook of everyone that came to see her. The gift cards fed the family many times. The little baby wipes were used to clean off the waiting room tables so that they could have meals together. And the streams in the desert, well, I didn't realize that my cousins already read that devotional. and in rushing to the hospital, didn't get to bring their own copy. So they were thrilled to have it, and my uncle, he read it each and every day. He felt God speaking to him through those words. He looked up those Bible passages on his phone that Streams mentions, and he told me that that gave him the strength and peace to let her go. We are blessed that we might become a blessing to others. That's the way that our whole Christian faith works. 1 Corinthians 13, love is not selfish. It does not seek its own way. It keeps no record of wrongs. You know, just like in every family, things were not always good between my aunt and others in the family. And yet, by the grace of God, none of that matters. By the grace of God, everyone came together in love and encouragement and support, just as our family came together when my dad was so sick. Because we believe that love covers a multitude of sins and that God's grace is bigger than all the hurt in the world. God's grace is bigger than all the hurt. Friends, we are blessed that we might bless others. Blessed to be a blessing. That is our good news of the gospel today. May the Lord help us see our lives through that truth and those eyes of faith. And to that, all God's people said, Amen. Friends, please stand and let us.